Okay, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. I just want to kind of catch up everyone with the coronavirus update. And I actually reached out and someone actually contacted me about their background, and we were going to go through and kind of update you. If you remember on some of my older podcasts, I mentioned about using direct mail and following up on trigger leads and bankruptcy leads and so forth. And right now, during the coronavirus update, you want to kind of reprioritize the way that you as a dealership are doing some business. And that's what I was going through. And I was actually on the phone this morning with another dealership, and we were sharing about going in and finding some apps for creating a story for their videos and posting different ways of ads and so forth. And this ties in today, with looking at different ways of not only from a digital standpoint, but from going something more traditional, which is using the mailing and using leads and so forth, which a gentleman by the name of Corey Radcliffe had contacted me, and we spoke for a little bit yesterday, Corey, I think it was, and we were kind of catching up, and he was sharing me a little bit about the story, his background, and I thought it'd be kind of interesting for him to come on today. Again, this is not a sales pitch. This is just pure good information. If you choose to work with Corey, that's up to you guys. He can give you kind of a bridge on that, but I just wanted to provide a whole bunch of value for you during this crisis, during this time, so that you can have another perspective rather than everyone's going online and doing digital, and that's a fantastic way to grow the dealership and to grow the business. But one thing that has not shut down during this time, I don't care what state you're in, is the postal system. I'm still getting my mail, and you're probably still getting your mail, and people are reading it more than ever because really everyone's locked up at a stay-at-home order from your directive or from your state. At least in my state of Pennsylvania here, people are set up so that they have stay-at-home orders. So with that being said, I want to introduce everyone to Corey Radcliffe. He's the owner of Aggressive Leads, aggressiveleads.com. But really, he just wants to provide a whole bunch of love and a whole bunch of value for you guys to share with you some information that you could do openly and freely and kind of take the next step for your dealership and finding some alternative ways of getting some leads. Corey, if you want to introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on, John. my name is Corey Radcliffe, and like John said, I have Aggressive Leads is my company. And I was in the car industry on the sales side for a little over 22 years. And I did
Okay.
everything from salesperson to closer to special finance, desk manager. I kind of wore a lot of the hats on the lower side. I never got up to general manager or anything like that. A lot of my career was focused on the special finance side, which was the bankruptcy leads were a big one. And so by bankruptcy leads, what I'm going to tell you throughout a little story here is that you can do this on your own. You can do this actually, you can get the information directly from the state, the same place that I go to get it, the same place that any of these lead companies are getting their bankruptcy data is available to you. But
And what do you
a little
mean
bit
by
of my,
that?
so by that I mean the information is put online through something called PACER. And PACER actually stands for Public Access to Court Electronic Records.
Okay.
So it's public information. You just have to know how to create an account, which is free. It's the cost of the information is low, and you need to be a little bit well-versed in Excel spreadsheets in order to sort out unnecessary information in order to get the person's name and address. And I'll kind of go into that a little bit more in just a little bit.
Okay.
But the for me on my side, when I started selling cars, like anybody else that was in the industry for a long time, being outside, being on the lot, standing there, that was your source of income. That was where you met your customers. But when I was doing that, I saw other salespeople inside working on the phones, working leads, things like that. And after a little bit in the industry, I kind of, chatted with some of those guys and figured out that they were working bankruptcy leads. And what that meant was when someone files for bankruptcy, their information becomes public record. And then through a lead source, through your dealership, however you have it set up, you get the person's information, you send them a piece of mail that says, we know the situation you're in. We have vehicles and lenders here to help you, and we'd like to help you get a vehicle. And then
why is that beneficial? Like, what was so beneficial for the dealerships to get or to operate in that ballpark?
Sure. These are deals that if you send out the mailers, you get these deals. But for the most part, if you don't fish for these customers, you'll never get them. The people that are fishing are going to get them to call. The deal originates from a telephone call that the customer makes outgoing, because they need a vehicle. They give up their vehicle in the bankruptcy. And I've got some actually amazing stats on how many bankruptcies were filed last year in America and approximately how many of those bought cars. And it's a really big number. But so earlier in my career, I just kind of, I talked to one of the managers. I got him to let me start working some of those leads. And from the salesperson side, they were easier because the person that I was talking to, they desperately needed a car. They needed someone that would work with them in their situation.
Now, do you need a special license to be able to do that? Or do you need to, can any dealership, whether you're a single dealership with like five cars or, a franchise dealership with 100 locations, I mean, can this work for any dealership?
Sure. Yes, it can work for any dealership. One of the main things is you need to have appropriate lenders. You need to have the vehicles, obviously, but you can use an average rental car return type of vehicle, one to a couple years old, under 30,000 miles, in that mid-teens price range. That's kind of your inventory you're looking for.
Okay.
But as far as the lender goes, it's easier if you're a franchise dealer. Some of the banks are inclined to deal with franchise dealers, but there's a lot of the larger banks that deal with bad credit. They love them. They eat up the bankruptcy deals. They're easy. So I got good at making the calls and, training some of the salespeople, and then I ended up running my own special finance department. And last year I broke off and figured out how to make my – make a living doing the leads and providing them for dealers. But I'm going to kind of get into, let me tell you this first, the number of bankruptcies filed last year in America, 749,654 bankruptcies were filed in 2019 in America.
Okay.
Statistically, 70% of those people will buy a car within 90 days of filing.
What percentage again? 70%. And where are they getting that data from? Just the Department of Motor Vehicles or?
Yeah, registration. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be a little bit muddy because a chunk of those people are married, so they're both on the loan. But usually when you go in the bankruptcy, you give up all of your debt. So if you went in and you had two cars for your family, usually those people come out with two cars.
Okay.
They're not, so it's a big source. So if you do your little math on the calculator, 70% of that number is 524,757. That's a big chunk.
That's a huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there different states that have more of these bankruptcies, or they're pretty evenly spread? Okay.
Not at all. So I actually printed that out because I knew I was going to be chatting with you a little bit this morning. So for instance, Colorado, where I'm at, last year they did 11,000 bankruptcies. If you were in California last year, 67,000.
Okay.
If you were in Hawaii, 1,667. So they're all over the board. Yeah. But if your state has about 8,000, to 15,000 people per month that file, your dealership can make a good income off of that many people for the whole state. All the dealers in, everybody's fishing for them. You can still pull anywhere from 3 to 15, 20 deals a month from it, depending on the amount of mailers you send out.
And that I wanted to find out. I mean, so what would be a good amount of mailers to send out? And can they do this on their own? Or, how do they do that? Like when you said about pulling this data.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you the response rate on bankruptcy mailers is about what it is for direct mail. It's 1% response. So you send out 1,000 and you'll get about 10 calls.
Okay.
Of those 10 calls, you should make about 6 appointments and you should sell about 40% of those.
Okay. Wow.
So you send out 1,000 envelopes, right? And you're going to get a couple of deals out of it. For my dealers, sending out 1,000 envelopes is about the minimum-ish you'd want to send out.
Now, is that a month or is that per quarter?
Month, yes,
okay.
Per month, yeah. And that's about the minimum that you'd want to do in order to get a decent response on it because, you know, things happen. People will call you when they get paid. They'll put it in, you know, they'll put it off a week. They'll call you right away. It builds in the system. So, but yeah, I'll jump right into how you can do it for free.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
So Pacer, like I said, it's public access court electronic records. And so if you Google Pacer or go to pacer.gov, that's it. And so I'm going to kind of log on right now just as we're looking at the screen here. Up in the right-hand corner, you'll see little icons for, you know, case search, login, create an account, things like that. And you'll create a free account with them, and you'll hook up a credit card. And what it does is you get charged 10 cents per page of information that you download.
Per
page.
I'm going to
give all the information here.
And how many leads are usually on a page?
Well, so that's the kind of tough thing. So how it works is the reason why you have access to these electronic records is because through the bankruptcy, it's public access of who you wrote off, who you didn't write off. So included in the information that you download, and you're the one that has to filter out the name and address, the part that you want. But you're going to get the judge, the court, you're going to get every credit card company, mortgage company, car loan lender on their bureau that they're including in their bankruptcy. So there's a fair amount of stuff you have to filter out. But if you do it in Excel, it's real easy. You can just, you know, group everything together and just start pulling it. And you play around with it for a little bit. And I'd say after a month-ish of logging in and trying it, you can create a list in about 10 minutes. It's not that hard.
Is there like a shortcut? Like you can go in and kind of pull it out with any software or anything like that? Or is it kind of you have to?
Not really, just because it's not really made to do that. You know,
okay.
We get the benefit of having these electronic records, but they're not really, this is so that lawyers and, you know, people in the courts can access these things, but we get public.
I'd never heard of it, to be honest with you. So
yeah.
That's no what I'm asking.
So, so once you're in there, once you create an account, you need to choose your state. You'll need to, and then a little thing will pop up and then it gives you choices and it lets you choose. So, there are a couple of different types of bankruptcies. There's a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. There's a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Those are the two that you'll primarily deal with on the consumer side.
Okay.
One of them is a quick process, 90 days. You're through the bankruptcy. You're done. You're you know, ish, 90 to 120. The consumer's done. They're on the rodeo. The other one, a Chapter 13, lasts generally 3 or 5 years. You can still sell those people cars. It's just a little bit more entailed.
Okay.
But it's going back to pulling the information, you got to choose the counties in your state that you would like to. So, you know, everybody lives in a county, right? So you got to choose the county that will supply the residents that you would like to send out mailers to so that you can get people within a certain radius of your dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll choose a date range because, like I said before, within 90 days of filing, you know, so you'll download the information. You'll need to get someone that's okay at Excel spreadsheets to kind of help you sort through them.
Okay.
And then once you have the name and addresses, you'll need to use a Microsoft Mail Merge type system, which is real easy. You just upload a file into that. It separates them. And then most of the people that are doing it on their own are actually just, you know, they're printing out a letter that says, you know, we can help you get financed during your bankruptcy and other things like that. But they also will have it to where on the backside, they can run it through the printer again, and it will print the name and address so that when you fold it and put it into a number 10 envelope with a window, it'll show up in that window. You don't have to, you know, print labels, and it looks more professional than doing a label and sticking it on the envelope and things like that.
Now, do you find it more beneficial when you put it together and just do a hand addressed manual, kind of envelope, or do you find it to be advantageous to use a software program or?
Software program is what I prefer, and here's the reason why. Since I had been on the car side for a long time, I had had some clients that went through the bankruptcy, and I requested that they bring in all of the letters that they had been getting when they came in so that I could kind of see what's in the market. What you'll find is about 80% of the letters that are sent out are just a very basic no return address, either handwritten or, label address attached to the envelope. So they get real, they can identify those letters really quick, because they
Okay.
throughout the process of a bankruptcy, they're going to get 20 to 25 different dealers repetitively mailing them, trying to earn their business. And so they get pretty good at spotting those. And so you want to kind of stand out from that a little bit. I think we get a better response if you put them in a comp 10 with it on there. So.
And do you put something on the outside of the envelope, or do you just keep it kind of blank?
So for our company, we found that we get a much higher response if you can express the message to them, partially without them even having to open the envelope. So
Okay.
we print a message on the external part of all of our envelopes, whether it's, we can help you with a reduced down payment, no down payment, inventory available. We can help you with trucks and SUVs, the things like that. But you'll still get a good response doing it on your own if you don't have an envelope printer and things like that.
Okay. Now you said that you started this about a year ago, is that correct? From working in a dealership, you'd seen kind of an opportunity. Do you have any businesses now currently using this, and are they doing it manually, or are they working with you, a little bit of both?
Sure. I started about a year ago. I was running a special finance department, and I discovered that in a closet they had an envelope stuffing machine. And so an envelope stuffing machine is
Okay, yeah.
something that costs between 5 and 10 grand on the used side. Well, you can get a new one for close to that too. But it's a machine that takes the paper and it folds it, puts it in the envelope, seals it, and spits it out the other side. So I'm an old Radio Shack nerd is what I like to say. I'm real good with electronics and taking things apart and figuring them out. So I fired it up, and after a lot of paper shrapnel, I figured out how it worked and made a couple of runs through it, and was able to create a special finance bankruptcy department from that. So what I'm telling the dealers is, or sharing the information and stuff that I did to build it, and it worked really well.
Okay. And are you finding that folks are seeing success with this, like using it now in 2020?
With the bankruptcy programs,
Yeah,
absolutely.
correct.
I mean, basically how it works is the statistics and the filings that I'd given you, I said those people need cars desperately. So if you reach out to them and do an okay job on the phone, they will come in. Yes, my dealers are definitely seeing sales from it. Most of the dealers that I have set up on it are getting between 15 and 25 deals per month with a medium-sized budget. On the smaller size budget, you'll get that 5, 8, 10 deals per month. And the other neat thing about bankruptcy customers, as we all would like to see on every deal, is there's no negative equity.
Right.
95% of the bankruptcy customers turn in their vehicle. So when they come to see you, they have no negative equity. So whatever you get them into, you really get a, it helps to move through your inventory to maximize profit. They're good deals.
Now, you were saying also that they might be getting a lot of mail coming in. So is that a lot of noise, and how many other dealerships are doing this? And is this just getting lost in the sea of mail coming in because they've just declared the bankruptcy? How is this different, and how can you differentiate yourself?
Sure. So you're kind of in the mix, right? So you kind of have to be out there, and you have to send the letters, and not it's only 1% response. So So the fact that when people go into bankruptcy, they like I said, 95% of them give up their vehicle and they need one. When they come out the other side, the response rate and the success rate on bankruptcy programs is here to stay. It's gonna be, I've worked with dealers that have had a successful, bankruptcy department for 10, 15 years, and
Okay.
it just every month it just keeps turning out those deals. It's like a machine. You put out the mailers, people call, they need a vehicle, they can't walk, they're not taking public transport. So
And if
yeah,
I
it's
remember
definitely something
correctly,
here to
and I
stay.
didn't mean to interrupt you,
No,
Corey,
you're
but you
fine.
had said traditionally, and I just want to make sure I have the numbers correct. 70% of those people that declare a bankruptcy within 90 days will, and based off of the information that you have, purchase a vehicle.
Yes.
And that's within a
See,
90-day window.
yeah, because what happens is when you go into your bankruptcy and you declare a bankruptcy, you have to list every single debt that you have, and you have to choose whether or not you want to keep it. And your lawyer instructs you that if you have a vehicle, you're most likely you owe more than what it's worth, and it's time to, let it go. It's time for a fresh start. So when they are going through the process of the bankruptcy, the bank will actually send someone out to pick up their vehicle. They will take that car back from them. So these people have no car. They have to get a car. So, I mean, it's not like they are thinking about trading in and maybe not. No, they have nothing. And they need to go to work to obviously do in order to provide, for themselves or their family or their loved ones. So luckily it's a, and that was really kind of what focused me in on this part of the sales process for the car industry is it's a staple. It's not going anywhere.
So now, how do you, from your side, and this is just, again, guys, I'm talking to Corey, and he has his business here, and if you choose to work with him, that's great, or you can do it like he had shared with you on your own. I just want to try and find out here, with a service like yours, how do you streamline this process? You were talking about scrubbing some data and all that kind of stuff. What does that actually mean, and how using someone like you can help them out and save them some time and money and all that kind of stuff?
Sure. Yeah. When you get comfortable with doing, special finance mailer programs and kind of fishing for those customers, and you see the profit and the opportunities that brings the dealership, eventually, like anything else, you try to figure out how to kind of streamline it, right? And so, it's kind of a lot of work to get the information and package it and make sure that your art is appealing and that your dealership's going to get that call. So what I do is I provide a completely turnkey service. I get the information, I make the custom mailers for your dealer, I will add your brand vehicles on there. We print them, we get the information fresh, we send them out to the customer, we give you an 800 number, so all you really have to do is answer the phone. And so that makes it nice because then you can kind of set up, because you really need to key in on making sure your appointments are set within 72 hours of when you take the telephone call. Otherwise, some of the other dealers that have sent them, some of the information, they're going to start to creep in on your deals. So when you're just focused on taking the telephone calls and setting up, the process, obviously it's much easier. So that we do everything for you.
So, but, and just so you, everyone knows here, Corey's not compensating me. I'm not getting paid one penny. So whether or not you use Corey or a service like his or not, I just am trying to provide good value. And I think that's where you're coming from here, Corey, as well. It's just you've been around the block. You kind of cut your eye teeth on this and understanding, ways to be able to help dealerships kind of utilize some of the information that's available out there and best take that information and coordinate it so that you can bring in some leads of maybe an avenue that some of these folks may have not even thought of going in and getting bankruptcy leads. Because there's dealerships I know for a fact that have no idea what I'm talking about or what you're talking about and how they can use this information. And if you remember some of my other podcasts, I mentioned about trigger leads, and we'll go over that another time where you can actually find those individuals that are just coming off of a lease and all this other things. So those are different buzzwords in our world. In terms of leads and generation. But when you're talking about bankruptcy leads, this is a different ball game. And you can do this on your own, but if you have somebody that can kind of walk you through this, it just helps out. And there's no contracts. There's nothing like that. There's nothing that's going to tether someone to you for like a year or anything else, if I remember you talking correctly.
Sure. Yeah. Here's the neat part about my company. I figured out how to streamline it and do it with very few employees. So my cost is very low, and I pass that on to my dealers. I believe that's the staple of how I'm going to grow my business rapidly. So just to kind of plug myself a little bit, I offer this services for far less than what the dealership can do it in-house. If you don't even count in your labor, I offer
like,
it
what does
for
something like
less
that, like
than,
if you did, like if you wanted to do, let's just say you wanted to do a trial 1,000 leads or something like that. What's something like that run?
Sure. So I charge 69 cents per piece, and that includes everything: postage, paper, print, the lead, the telephone number. So for under $1,000, a dealership can get going with their own bankruptcy lead program and be successful. So if you wanted to start out with 1,000 leads, it would cost you $690.
Okay. And is there a minimum that you start?
No, because I do it all in-house, there's no minimum. And that's where I differ from the others. You know, a lot of these other bankruptcy programs are set up where if you have big money to put in, then you can get a program going. But I saw a need for dealers that only have 1,000 or 500 or 1,500 in order to put in, but they need results. And that's where I step in.
Okay. So they don't, and how does someone get a hold of you? Just, and I'll put the information here, folks, inside of the podcast, but just while you're listening here, what was ways for someone to get in contact with you?
Yeah. They can call me direct. My number, it's 1-855-228-4949, or on our landing page, our website, it's the company aggressiveleads.com.
Okay, so great. So what I'll do here, folks, again, I'm getting not one penny from this. I'm not getting anything on the back end. I'm not getting anything on the front end. This is just pure information for you guys to be able to have and at least make your own educated decision, because I think in today's world, if we can all pay it forward and help each other out, I think we're going to benefit more as a whole. And all I'm trying to do, and Corey, I know from your standpoint you have this business, but really at the end of the day, the reason you got into this was you have your background working with dealerships, and you understand an unidentified market that maybe everyone's not utilizing as best as they could, and you're just trying to bridge that gap with the knowledge that you're bringing to the table, correct?
Yeah, I love the car industry, every part of it. I didn't do the college route. I graduated from high school, but did not. I went right into the car industry, and it provided me a better life than I would have gotten any other avenue. And it comes really easily to me. So I'm more than happy to share my knowledge with anyone. If you want to try the service on your own, if your dealer wants to, you know, figure out and try mailing out your own mailers, and you have questions on how the process works, call me. I'll give you information for free. I'll walk you through the process. I have no problem with that.
That's what I liked about you when you and I were talking on the phone. You were pretty open, and you know, there wasn't anything like some secret sauce you were holding back. And that's why I brought you in here today, just to be able to have folks have a better understanding of the whole idea of, even if they hadn't thought about that, you know, the pandemic that's going on now isn't going to last forever. And for everyone out there, I hope everyone is being safe and that you are safe and that it hasn't affected you. I can share with you, though, that there's going to be pent-up demand and pent-up processes that people are going to want to go out and start spending money. And this can be an avenue that they can explore, because a lot of folks, you know, there's going to be bankruptcies that are going to be filed and everything. And to take advantage of this, might as well utilize a service like you or someone else and kind of explore this. If you were doing this all over again and you were a dealership, what kind of things would you want to know in advance so that you can optimize your success with something like this?
Sure. You need to focus on making sure your appointments are set within 72 hours of contact to the customer. Because we live in a world where people can hop online and look at your inventory, it's really easy for people to get confused and forget that the reason why they're going to you is specifically because they need help with the financing part, not because they like the color of a car at another dealership. So I found that the show rate on appointments is about 40% greater if you set them within 72 hours of when you make the call. That's big. So
now,
that's a big part of it.
Is there a timeline, like once they get that, do you call first and then send the letter, or do you send the letter and then follow up with a call, or how does it work usually?
No, sir. It's the lazy man's paradise. You send out all the letters, and you just start waiting for the phone to call, the phone to ring, and you'll notice that the people will call when they receive them, for the most part. So if someone gets it on Tuesday, you'll get a call within 24 hours of when they get the letter. It's not a long delay. So if someone wants to set up their dealership on a bankruptcy program, you'll start getting deals that first week, responses, people coming in, calling, saying, hey, I got your letter. I need help, please.
And you're in Colorado, but from what you and I were sharing is that you can do this in any part of the country.
Absolutely. Yeah. The pacer.gov is a, luckily it's public information. So the only thing you'd want to pay attention to is California has been coming out with some different laws on just if you're in California, check the laws on sending mailer pieces to people. There's a new piece that you need to make them aware of how you got their information. So just if you're in California, just double check.
And you're up to date on all the laws and restrictions and everything else?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if they have questions about that, or if they want to have a better information, you're pretty versed in that category.
Basically, any question that they have, they can call, and I'll help them. I'll help them set up their own program, even if they're not going through me. I'm more than happy to share the info. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, anyone that's out there from a dealership standpoint, I don't care if you're an owner or you're a salesperson, even the individual salespeople could do this. If you're at a dealership and your dealership doesn't want to do something like this, and as a salesperson, you want to explore this, if you want to start off with $500, and get basically 700 leads and just kind of cut your eye teeth, you can do something like that because you're going to see success and you could be the go-to expert and niche this down. And like I always say, you can create your own website or Facebook page. You should have both and start putting a category on your page regarding the bankruptcy and providing good content out there around this industry because it's not going away, unfortunately. And now, coming up here in the next probably 5 or 6 months, unfortunately, because of these situations that's going on with the pandemic, more people are going to be forced to go into bankruptcy. Because coming out of this, there's no income coming in. And I'm not saying to try and take advantage of a tragedy. I'm just telling you the reality of what may be coming down the pike here, in July, August, September, October. And there's going to be a demand. And unfortunately, given our situation right now, they're not going to be able to meet their obligations and they're going to have to do something. And why not try to help them out on the other end, providing them with a quality vehicle, a good car, and you be the expert. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. It's a nice and easy, fairly passive way to get customers, even though it's active, but they're calling to you. It's an easy way to mine for gold.
Okay. Well, look, I really appreciate, Corey, you taking a couple minutes with us here this afternoon and going through the details of the process and understanding the bankruptcy marketplace. And again, it's aggressiveleads.com. Corey, thank you so much. And we'll try and have you on again because I want to go over the trigger leads. I always like that idea as well. And you do that too, correct? Just in a quick...
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we do trigger leads and we do other credit-driven leads as well.
Okay. And that phone number one last time again to be able to reach out to you?
Yeah, great. It's 1-855-228-4949.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Corey. Thank you very much, everyone.
John.
Be safe and I'll talk to you again.
Appreciate
soon.
It. Be safe.